روبي احمد.
روبي انا فرحان جدا ان شفتك، بقالنا فتره ما اتقابلناش. الحلقه دي مهمه جدا طبعا. ديسكليمر ان روبي از جوينج تو سبيك ان انجلش، فاحنا انا هتكلم بالعربي وروبي عشان عايشه في مصر وعايشه في مصر بقالها فتره طويله،
انا فاهمه عربي
ففاهمه كل حاجه، فهنتكلم جزء انجلش جزء عربي على ميكس، يعني حلقه ميكس. بس الحلقه دي مهمه جدا بالنسبه لي، لان في 2019 مريت بظروف وحشه جدا في حياتي، فقررت لاول مره في تاريخي ان انا اروح لحد يساعدني في الناحيه النفسيه. فوقتها مجموعه من اصحابي قالوا لي طب ما تروح لروبينا، فقلت لهم يعني مين روبينا، بتعمل ايه روبينا؟ قالوا لي روبينا معالجه نفسيه. فقلت لهم يعني هتكتب لي روشتة وتقول لي تعالج نفسك ازاي؟ قالوا لي لا، روبينا ما بتكتبش روشتات،
صح،
وده الفرق ما بين الدكتور النفسي والمعالجه النفسيه. ف خلينا نبدا بتشرحي لي الاول، انت اسمك روبينا
يانوبولو. I'm Greek.
يونانيه. ايه اللي جاب
من يونان الشمال؟
ايه اللي جابك من يونان لمصر بقى؟
I fell in love with an Egyptian guy.
فجيتي عشتي هنا؟
Not an Egyptian guy, مش اي guy. An architect, well known, فنان, very gentleman, handsome, attractive. He was كمان champion in gymnastics in Egypt 2 years.
فطبعا
so I came here. But I started studying much later, after my children became big enough, because that was my dream. It was my dream to be a psychologist since I was 15, 16 years old.
ليه قررت ان انت عايزه تبقي معالجه نفسيه؟
It was once at school that the teacher talked about an experiment that Pavlov, a Russian psychologist, he did to the dog. The dog, every time he used to see Pavlov bringing the plate with the food, the dog could understand that this plate has food. So the saliva was starting.
Mm-hmm.
Link, okay. So what did he do, Pavlov? He wanted to associate the food with the bell ringing.
Okay.
So the moment he was giving the food to the dog and the saliva starting, it was a bell ringing. So what did he do after? He said, I will not bring the plate with the food and I will just ring the bell. Still, the saliva started working. I was so impressed. I said, oh my God. So that means something that people might develop behaviors that they are not healthy because for some reasons they associated this with that. For example, I'll tell you something so that you can understand. My father loves me. And because he loves me, he has the right to beat me up. He has the right to shout at me. Then I accept the same behavior from my husband because this is love. And I associate unconsciously love with mistreatment. That's why people, when they go to the a therapist, to a psychologist for psychotherapy, they become aware of all these things and little by little we change them and then they have a healthier emotional state and eventually life, better behaviors, they choose better partners, better friends.
عشان افهم كده، انت شفتي وانت صغيره التجربه اللي هم اتكلموا عليها دي، فقعدتي تقولي اه ده في حاجه انا ممكن اربط حاجه بحاجه تانية والحاجتين ما لهمش علاقه ببعض.
لا، I was impressed. أنا لازم أعرف لازم أعرف في إيه بقى، في إيه وراء.
فوقتها قررت أن أنت عايزة تبقي معالجة نفسية أو سايكولوجي.
صح.
وما بتكتبيش أدوية؟
لا خالص. No 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 nothing.
لما جيتي أنت درستي هنا ولا درستي برا؟
لا في اليونان but it is English Sheffield University. That had a branch in Greece. So I went back to Greece, I stayed there for the bachelor, and then I had my master's degree in counseling. Counseling means psychotherapy. And back to Cairo.
انت اتربيتي هنا؟
I came a young girl all alone. I had nobody to talk with. Except the television. So I used to listen, only listening, listening, listening. طيب خلاص التمثيليات بقى الأفلام العربي black and white, I love أبيض وأسود, والعربي بتاعتي من الأفلام أبيض وأسود. وبعد كده خلاص الأولاد كبروا كله تمام, أنا قلت لا I must make my dream true.
والمدينة اللي انت جاية منها من اليونان هي نفس المدينة اللي فيها مدرسة أرسطو.
أرسطوتيلس. Yes, I was born in a city. It's called Nausa, North Greece. There is the school of Aristoteles. Aristotle was the teacher of Alexander the Great. And outside this city, between another city and Nausa, there is the ancient tombs of Alexander the Great, the father Philip.
والده والد
اسكندر. بالضبط بالضبط.
اوكي.
But after that I went to Thessaloniki. That Thessaloniki is sister cities with Alexandria, Iskandria. And by the sea كده نفس الكده, and then I continue there.
جزء من أسباب ليه إحنا قاعدين إن أنت عارفة في مصر الفترة اللي فاتت دي في ناس بتواجه حبة مشاكل أنت بتتعاملي معهم more or less مع الكلاينتس اللي بتعامل معي, حاجة زي depression, worrying, القلق, التوتر, الخوف اللي ملوش أساس. ف
And relationships, Ahmed. Lots of people, they have problems with their relationships.
في علاقاتهم مع أهلهم وأصحابهم ومراتاتهم.
بالضبط.
فبتتعاملي مع ده برضو.
Well, of course.
السبب الأساسي في أن أنا لما جيت ليكي في الأول أن أنا كنت وصلت لمرحلة كبزنس أونر أو كحد بيشتغل في بزنس أن أنا كنت مضغوط ضغط جامد جدا في فترة معينة وعندي مشاكل كتيرة جدا يعني انهارت مور اور ليس. ففي ناس كتيرة جدا بتمر بنفس الحتة دي, حتة أن هو أنا متوتر جدا دايما طول الوقت الآن. ف what do you do أو أنت بتنصحي بإيه لأي حد بيمر بقلق كتير أو خوف أو constant anxiety?
I will explain to you. This constant anxiety has the roots in early years of our lives. So if the life becomes okay and is going, it's fine. Does not trigger the old stories. But if our life has some incidents that are not expected, they are not pleasant. Yes, these old stories get triggered, that when we were children, we experienced this worry, this fear. Worry, what is this? Fear about the future. Worry does not exist for them. I cannot worry drinking my coffee, enjoying my coffee, having the smell of the coffee. I worry as soon as I start to think, type, what I'm going to cook.
فبتقلقي على المستقبل.
مستقبل. This مستقبل can be after an hour. But the way you think about this مستقبل So it is a process, counseling and psychotherapy, it's a process that people, the more they talk, the more they become aware of their strengths, and this make them trust themselves. They can understand that they are capable to do and have the life they really want, to reach their goals, because it's up to them. They can, but it takes some time. And the more they talk, the more we discover this, that, then another thing, and and then we mix and match, and then one day they start to behave in a more calming way. They can enjoy their daily life in a better way. I mean, their life becomes better, their relationship becomes better. Because a mother, Masalan, who is always anxious, eventually she will be anxious to her little child.
يعني الأم هتدي ابنها نفس الفيلينج. لو هي متوترة ابنها بيبقى متوتر.
بالضبط. بالضبط.
فانت شايف ان هو جزء من القلق ده او جزء من خوف من المستقبل من اللي هيحصل بعد ساعة او ساعتين او فأنا فاكر لما كنا بنتكلم مع بعض دايما كنت بتقولي لي ركز على اللي موجود دلوقتي, يعني ما تركز قدام كده بس ركز دلوقتي.
Five senses.
ألمس الحاجة اللي حواليا, أشم الريحة, أشوف الحاجة. فده أثر جامد جدا, لأن أنا وقلت لك ده, I told you قبل كده, إن أنا ما كنتش مؤمن بان ده ممكن يعالجني او ممكن يحسني. يعني I was not a believer in the power of
talk therapy.
Talk therapy.
Counseling.
يعني وقتها كنت بجرب الحاجتين. يعني انت عارف ان انا مشيت على الطريقين, مشيت على الطريق بتاع الادوية ومشيت على الطريق بتاع ان احنا بنتكلم. فلقيت نفسي ان انا بالعكس, انا بعد فترة I had to rely شوية على الادوية في الاول. بس بعد فترة I was like, لا انا بقيت احسن, وروبي وانا بنقعد نتكلم, يعني بنقعد نتكلم وبقيت بتحسن. فمن ساعتها وانا بكلم, لما بكلم مع ناس صحابي بقول لهم ان انت تروح لحد زي روبي مهم بنفس اهميه لما بتعوز تخس مثلا وتظبط نفسك فتروح الجيم, او لما بتعوز تظبط اكلك وتروح للنيوتريشنست. بس انت لما بنتكلم جزء من الفوائد بتاعت التوك ثيرابي على ما اعتقد هو حتة ان اللي احنا بنعمله مع بعض it بيكمل, it does not disappear.
Exactly.
فده الفرق. فممكن تكلمينا اكتر على يعني ايه ان هو بيكمل.
Yes, the psychotherapy it's not like medication. Because the medication, for example, if you don't take them properly, whatever it is, even a simple antibiotic, then you cannot get rid of the symptoms. They will come back. In psychotherapy, no. You can have for some time, then you can have break, 1, 2, 3 months, maybe 1 year, then continue. Nothing goes away. As if, relax, sometimes this interruption, it helps. It helps the client to become really aware how his life is changing. His emotional state is becoming calmer. So it helps sometimes, yes.
خلينا ناخدها step by step. لما حد بيجي لك لأول مرة.
أيوة.
فبيكون عمل مجهود إن هو ياخد القرار. يعني that person decided إن هو he wants to
To come.
فلما بتقابلي حد الأول مرة, what do you do? يعني إيه اللي بيحصل؟
I will ask him, why did you come to me? What brings you here to me? And then, like anybody goes to the doctor, any doctor. Type, doctor, anti alam henna, anti menkhiri, anti batni, anti mishar. Okay. And I'll tell you something about this. Sometimes they might lie.
ممكن.
Yes.
ممكن يكذبوا فعلا.
They lie. I have no problem. And this is not my job. أنا مش نيابة وكيل نيابة. لا. If you feel like talking to me about these things, ما فيش مشكلة. The result is excellent because these people had trust issues. They realized that I don't want to judge or criticize. No. Whatever the client wants to share with me. It's not me that I know better than the client. And then we have beautiful results.
لما بنيجي نتكلم عن حاجة زي الثقة في النفس أو السلف كونفيدنس والسلف استيم أو إن أنا أبقى عارف قيمة نفسي. أنت قلتيني إن الحاجتين دول مختلفين عن بعض.
مش قوي. مش قوي. سلف كونفيدنس yes, for example, مثلا the young, most of my clients are young age.
اللي بيجي لك اوقات ناس صغيره اعمار اللي هي teenagers.
لا
اصغر
لا اكبر من كتير.
اكبر من teenagers.
I don't take teenagers.
Twenties مثلا.
Yes, after twenties. Yes. So مثلا
بس دي فتره صعبه. It's a very tough period.
They are clever. They are very well informed. عشان internet together, they have good information. They don't have this taboo that the previous generation had. إزاي هنروح يعني أمهم مثلا إذا لي أنت مجنونة هتروحي لي. لا يا حبيبتي عشان أنت you don't know that this is the best present you do for yourself. It is not peeling your face, it is peeling your heart.
يعني ده مهم, مهم جدا للتطور.
So the young people, they might get very much affected from the media. How a girl can look. Has to be that shape, that weight, that affects their self-confidence. So immediately affects their behavior, how they deal with the other sex. They are afraid to show and talk about what really want to say. They are afraid they might get, they might experience a rejection, which is very painful.
أكيد طب.
This a bit might affect their self-esteem, is how much I worth. They might associate their worth with their appearance. What did we say before about Pavlov and the bell? How associate the food with the bell? So, halas, the bell, bardo, it's food, saliva starts. Bardo, huma kaman, the young girls and boys type, if I don't look as the media try to show to me how I look, how my body shape, then what they do? They associate their worth with their
self-esteem.
Self-esteem, which is the self-worth with confidence, with the body shape, and it's all body shape if I worth. No. It's not about the shape of your worth. You're worth because you exist. You understand now when I said about how we associate things in a wrong way, the brain get affected and then we have depression and then anxiety, how I look, how I don't look.
يعني بيبدأ من هنا, بيبدأ من ان هو في image معينة في دماغي. الناس بتقول لي ده المفروض تبقى شبه الموديل ده او تبقى شاطر زي ده او
It's brainwash يا احمد. It's brainwash من التلفزيون, من السوشيال ميديا, من مجالات الفاشن. They don't understand that this is all marketing. I want to sell. I want to sell gym. I want to sell trainings. I want to sell powder protein. I want to sell pills for burning fat. I want to sell. Okay, I will use you.
فاللي بيحصل بعد كده ان انا بروح رابط ده بان انا بفقد الثقه في نفسي, I lose confidence. فبربط losing confidence ده بان انا ماليش قيمه, يعني ما بقاش ليا قيمه لان انا ما عنديش ثقه في النفس.
صح.
فده جزء او كور من اسباب المشاكل اللي ممكن تحصل للناس اللي في عشرينات. That's one of the reasons why بيحصل لهم الworrying والdepression والحاجات دي كلها.
It is one of very few, it can be a lot of reasons. But this is...
ايه الحاجات المشتركة؟ يعني ايه الحاجات التانية
that affect, that can affect.
بالضبط.
It's very important the environment.
البيئة اللي أنا عايش فيها.
Yes, environment, the first environment, the child is born is the family. The family can be mama, baba, tita, nina, can be nanny. We don't know, but it can be also an orphanage. It can be school that we are not happy there with the teachers or with the children. They might experience bullying في المدرسة عشان بيلبسوا نظارة مثلا. A child, انت لابس نظارة. A child who is a quiet child might receive bullying because he's a quiet child. So this affects.
فإن أنا يعني انت كنت بنتكلم في الموضوع ده قبل ما نبدا, حته ان هو ان الطفل او لما بتتولدي او ما بتبقي موجوده في حوالينك كيرنج بيرنتس, اهل بيخافوا عليك وبيحبوكي, ومدرسه بتحبك وبيكومينيكيتوا معاكي بطريقه ايجابيه بوزيتيف, ف this affects how you grow up.
Of course in the early years of the age until 5 the child has to be the center of the world.
فانا لغايه سن 5 سنين الطفل ده حياتنا كلنا. ركزين
حياتنا. وهو كمان اصلا the child themselves must experience that he is the center of the world. That mama, baba, friends, relatives, a grandma, Nina, Tita, all. That's why when he says something, everybody, they clap their hands, as if he did the most wonderful. Wow. What? They paint two lines and they say this line is a beautiful boat. And we all very beautiful, it's a boat. This way, we make the child trust themselves to give them the self-confidence that the child needs in order they grow in a healthy way. And the most important, self-esteem, self-worth. I worth. We all clap our heads, I worth.
بس احنا في مصر هنا مش دايما ده طبيعي. دايما الولد بيتضرب او البنت بتتضرب وهي صغيره وتقول لها انت
بتشتغلي. Not the young, yes, it's true. But no, not that much. Maybe all generations.
لا ما هو ده اللي قصدي عليه, ان هو الاولد جنريشن كان دايما
I understand, Ahmed, but at the same moment, I'll tell you something. شوف انت بتقول ايه. The same moment, مثلا, your mother ضربتك. تك تك تك.
انا مامتي ما بتضربنيش.
Yes. أبوك. The same moment, this mother that used not to work, وهي لابسه الفستان ومليان ريحه بتاع بصل, ريحه بتاع سمك وكده, في the child will enter into this ماريالا, اسمه ماريالا, بيلبسه with all these smells بتاع بصل وتوم وسمك وبطاطس, and is happy, completely happy, extremely happy. ليه؟
لان ده البيئه اللي انا متربي فيها.
So safe في الوسط الايد امه. In this hug, beautiful, smelly hug بتاع امه. And this is what makes the child really safe and eventually calm.